what will happen next and how will it affect the anime industry in general, especially when it comes to dubbing. I mean, think about it. With this audio leak and the controversy that's all happening right now with Funimation, the dubbing industry, as we all know, especially all of you who listen to, you know, dubbed anime or watch dubbed anime, we all know that Funimation is a really big deal when it comes to anime dubs. I mean, you know, Dragon Ball Z, My Hero Academia, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me on that if I'm mistaken. Basically, a bunch of anime, especially the anime that you grew up on, you know, in the 90s, the 2000s, etc. A lot of those dubs, especially those high quality dubs, were produced by Funimation. So, like, I'm sure you've heard the homophobic, incest, so on and so forth comments that were made on the audio leak, you know, of the anime dub actors, including Christopher Sabat, who's, you know, the famous actor, or voice actor, I should say, for Vegeta. You know, they're all making homophobic, incest, and just all kinds of different comments, which you can just, you know, Google or YouTube yourself and listen to it. But with that happening, and with some of the crazy tweets that I've been reading, you know, some of them from Japanese people themselves, who are actually in the industry, I just don't think it's going to go well. Like, at the very least, they're going to take, or attempt to take, you know, all the rights away from Funimation. And when I say attempt, I'm talking about other licenses, anime companies, etc., in the US in particular. But Toei Animation, you know, the owner of Dragon Ball Z and all the rights to it, they're probably going to go to Funimation, take all that. And if they do, can you imagine how disastrous that's going to be for Dragon Ball Z in particular and Dragon Ball Super? I mean, think about it. I love Dragon Ball Z. That's no secret. You know, if you follow what I do, you know I love Dragon Ball Z. I love Dragon Ball Super. It was the first anime I was introduced to, and it's the anime that I grew up on, so naturally I'm going to love it. But the point is, I and many other fans have gotten used to the anime dub actors and actresses, you know, for Bulma, Goku, Vegeta, Krillin, you name it. You name all the actors and all the voices in the Dragon Ball franchise, and all those actors and actresses may get replaced by a completely new cast altogether, which would mean watching Dragon Ball Super wouldn't even be the same, because how could it be when there's a new set of voice actors and actresses and, you know, voices in particular voicing our favorite characters like Bulma, Goku, Vegeta, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I just don't think it'll have the same traction naturally, because that's been the norm for more than a decade. You know, it's been a norm for ages now, for years and years and years as a franchise. And Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, they're not the only anime that are going to be affected if companies like Toei Animation, who own the rights, and other companies who own the rights to anime that Funimation has dubbed for, I mean, if they start coming out the woodworks and taking all those rights away and then replacing them with other actors and actresses with different companies, like, let's say, Sentai Filmworks, which is to me, is a high quality company when it comes to anime dubs. If they do that, I mean, it's just going to be disastrous for any ongoing seasons or any brand new seasons, and just, you know, things of that nature. Anime that was supposed to be coming out this year or next year, anime that are in the works right now. I'm specifically talking about the dubs, obviously, not original, I'm talking about dubs. I mean, it's going to be a pretty big deal. It's going to be pretty massive. It's going to be pretty messed up, you know, to put it simply. And that's just one aspect of what can happen with Funimation and with certain anime, certain dubs, certain actors, certain actresses, you know, the voices of the characters and all that kind of stuff. That's just one aspect. I mean, there's other things that could happen with Funimation and the anime industry in general, but I think that, to me, is a highlight, because Funimation, as we know, they're a famous company and very well known for high quality dubs and some of the best dubs in the business. I mean, let's keep it real. What do you all think about it? Like, what do you think is going to happen as a result of this? Where do you think this is going to go? Do you think this is really a big deal? Do you think it's just going to settle down? Everybody's going to forget about it and we're all just going to move on. What do you think is going to happen?